UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Now's the perfect time for me to remind everyone that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Thursday, which means thanks to Adam and his staff.
Chicken!
For dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the summertime deal. It's 20 boneless wings and large wedge for just $15.99. That's pretty good. It's really good, actually. Order online at wingzone.com. Two area locations, Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road at Quarry Center.
So, Nikki brings up an interesting conversation that I just want to have really quick.
Okay.
I'm wondering if this is the right thing for Nikki to bring up, so I'm going to tap. I'm gonna tap dance as I type something in to YouTube.
Do you want me to set up what I said during the time?
No, I want you to.
I do want to remind everybody we will have the NBA draft. We were talking about that. We'll have the NBA draft tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. So you'll be able to hear every pick, analysis, all that stuff. So,
Nikki.
Yes.
I think if you type in "they always call" and go to YouTube, type in "they always call," I think there's a short YouTube clip.
Okay.
It has YouTube short. Actually, I need to learn how to do the YouTube shorts.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to increase that.
My kids just scroll through those all day.
If you follow me on YouTube, Made for the Ville, if you know about the shorts, let me know about there. You should follow because, like I said, we have a lot of quotes during the day that belong as YouTube shorts, and I'm going to start just like pumping those out crazy. Make sure you might want to scan it first to make sure there's no language. There's no language in that clip.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know how to rewind it, so I have to wait until it starts over again.
Okay, well, that's gonna kind of lead us into the conversation. You asked a question about slump busting.
Ooh,
right. I did.
And I'm assuming this is applicable in multiple fields. Just, you know, general mojo.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I'm committed relationship, but there's moments when you feel like you can wheel and deal and everyone, you know, gets back to you immediately and everything. And just today, like this week, the kickball, with guests.
You've just been missing.
I've just been, and I'm not like freaking out about it, but I'm also like, man, what the hell?
But
like,
again,
I'm 0 for 12 right now. This isn't me.
I go back, though. You keep saying you're missing, and like the kickball roster turned out really good.
No, I know, but it took.
So maybe you missed for a good reason.
That's fair. But like today, but you know what? I guess it's kind of like one of those things. It's like I'm freaking out because I'm not hitting the ball well. And Steve's going, well, you got on base. Like, stop tripping. But I know it's like, man,
if
it was an error. I rolled over.
If you hit line drives and people are just robbing you, they're getting you. Like you, but you have to remember
that's Jack.
You're making good contact.
Dude, everybody, if you want to make the play of your life, let Jack Grossman bet.
Oh, has he been bad luck?
That poor guy, man. Listen, when he'll rip one. Hello?
The girl to go out with you. You wait. She'll call.
That's not.
Excuse me, hold on a second. What if they don't call?
They always call.
And what about people who aren't you?
You mean you?
Yeah, of course I do.
If they don't call, then they don't call. But once they smell your desperation, they won't respect you and they'll never get what you want anyway. Because you don't beg the girl to go out with you. You wait.
It's good advice. I feel like you can smell the desperation on me. A little bit. I'm chasing a little bit.
Who was that?
A little bit. Oh.
Say your name on air.
It was the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. So if you didn't just call Marcus.
A person by the name of None Your Damn Business.
Might not be ranked number one. I'm going to get him in trouble.
Is that an unmarked police truck,
by
the way?
Why would you say that?
I don't even think it was a female. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't call men deer.
You know how many girls are like, I didn't just call you.
Like, no, nobody would say that to me, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
That was an extended warranty call.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Can I give a shout-out, speaking of extended warranties?
Please do, so we can get back to this.
Yes, okay. Real fast. I mean, the computers, God bless them. Drew said that it's time that we, you know, take them out to the woodshed and we do the little, you know, die mother trucker die, you know,
okay,
copy machine office space scene.
Okay.
And I'm kind of on with that, but at the same time, I'm also kind of looking at it as like a beat up car. That's like, you know what? You've had your issues, but you did try to at least get me from A to B.
Okay.
But the warranty has far expired on all of these computers.
Okay.
But we got the upgrade, and it was thanks to our friends at Louisville Geek. We have computers. We have reinforcements. We're joining the 21st century. Is that what we're in? We're joining the 2020s.
Okay.
Louisville Geek making life much better around here for us. We just got out of the dark ages with our computers and internet security, which is very, very big. All yuck yucks aside, you know, it's one thing to have a buffering video. It's another thing to have your identity stolen. And they can help your business, too. So if you need any form of IT service, talk to our newest best friends at Louisville Geek. Visit LouisvilleGeek.com to find out more. And soon to come, the Louisville Geek sound machine to play sound from our studio. So if you thought I was dangerous before, like I was doing that with a musket, imagine what I can do with an Uzi.
Okay. Well, good.
But now also,
shout out to Louisville Geek.
There's also now all the producers, there's no excuses anymore. Like, we can't say that it's bad equipment anymore. Now it's like, we can't suck. We don't have that that crutch.
Okay.
How do you get out of your slump, Steve?
Oh, man. How do I get out? I reset, man.
How?
It depends. It just depends. If it's a shower. I'm a shower guy, bro. Listen, when I buy a house or when we get a house, one of the first things I look at, or if we're moving to a place, is the shower. Because I'm like, I am a shower snob. Like, big time. Big, big time. So, like, I need, listen, that if I'm bougie anywhere, it's there. So,
damn it! Another one. Want me to go down the list? And this is also slightly a humble brag?
Yeah.
Okay. Starting yesterday.
Okay.
Kesty, who's like, you know, lock solid V-show regular. Can't do it. Doris Burke. Don't know how to get a hold of her. Can't do it. Jay Billis. Can't do it. Barry Melrose. Talking hockey, for the love of God. Can't do it. Gary Parrish. Can't do it. All Fran Fraschilla, dark on
you. You might just have to do radio.
That's fine. But 3 hours, like, you could sprinkle in a 15-minute guest to give us sound bites. You know what? I can't shower here anymore because of what Drew said. You know, he said that wasn't allowed in the bathroom anymore. So I think you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
We're all men here.
Okay.
You have your U up.
Okay.
You have your U up text.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Greer, what are you up to today?
Boy, you are really digging it,
man, bro.
Jeff is the best.
You are really calling up the X's today, aren't you?
Jeff is the best. Makes my toes curl.
X's don't make good slump busters.
My gosh, dude.
I'm not like super worried about it. I'm just annoyed. So it's like, okay, let's just get this over with. And then at least there's no shutout. Like, I'm just going up there and I'm swinging really hard. And I'm like, whatever. Like, at least I'll make angry contact and then maybe I can get my mind right.
How do you bust slumps? Shower?
Yeah, for me. Yeah.
Eat better, exercise.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I had a healthy, like, chickpea bowl this morning. Okay.
How does Marcus bust slumps?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Audit.
Yeah.
Audit bad energy.
Sure. Absolutely.
Wait, like, I get like this CPA?
Okay,
or?
No, this is what I do. This is what I do. I'll look at the people I talk to the most, right? Like okay, like, say some business deals aren't going through and just I'm just striking out in these places, right? I'll look at who I talk to the most.
Okay.
Probably 10, 12, you know, maybe 15. And that means communicate with all together, right? And I'll look at my text messages and say, okay, are they bringing me more problems? You know what I'm saying? Or am I benefiting from this person? You know what I'm saying? They will slide right down to the. I'll put them in like the last roster spot. They'll be the 12th and 11th man, right?
They're not cut, but.
They're not cut.
They've gotten a two-way.
Yeah. And then listen, I'll do a phone social media audit, right? And I'll say, I've talked to this person 10 times in a row. And I got negative energy from them. They gotta go. This person I'm not trusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on the defense with this person. I think they want something. You know, like, I would just do a full audit. And it's like when you're really striking out. I do a full audit. That. Take a shower. Eat healthy. Get some nice veggies and fruit in me. Work out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Just kind of. And I'll let my phone dry up. Then see what energy comes back in.
Yeah.
And when that good energy comes in, okay, I'm like, okay, now I got the right people, the right circle in.
I do that even with my sports teams. Like, there are days that I'll just say, you know what, I'm going to kind of check out of social media for a day or two, you know. Not really like I'm going on a hiatus or anything.
I'm trying to say you got to have an old reliable.
Yeah.
Jeff Greer.
Yeah.
I like both of those ideas, by the way. All kidding aside.
Don't reach out to old reliables. Let them reach out to you.
See, that's another thing about the draft, too. Best comparison for Jabari Smith. Kevin Durant. Like, can we...
I mean, like, what are you trying to sell me?
You go right to Kevin Durant.
That could be why he isn't replying to me.
Yeah,
like, he's on TV.
Right. Like, you know, okay, I can deal with that, I guess. Chet Holmgren, Porzingis. Like, that may be like, but like, leave LeBron and Durant and those guys. Like, come on, man.
Or like, or you can pull a Phil Baker. Phil Baker's going crazy over this one.
Oh, Chet and Porzingis. Yes.
Phil, hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Phil Baker cannot stand the white-on-white automatic.
Or even black-on-black. Like, I look at Monty.
Or light-skinned Tatum. Sam Williamson, he had to be Jason Tatum.
Yes. Or like, I look at Monty, and I'm like, okay, his hair. I'm like, oh, Jalen Reeves-Maven. You know, and you're like, you grow it out a little longer. It's like, yeah, he reminds me of Jalen Reeves-Maven. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess, even though that is kind of a good comparison.
I was going to say.
I think that is actually legit. Look, Jaden Ivey, Ja Morant.
You're setting up all these kids for failure.
Jaden Ivey's best comparison is Ja Morant.
Or you know what? At least they should do. Give him your top side and your bust. At least do that.
Yeah, like
at his tops he can be this guy. At his bottom,
do you expect Jaden Ivey to do what Ja Morant is doing in the league? I mean, maybe he does. Who knows? But like Ja Morant, who is. Countless numbers of poster dunks.
I can't wait to Shaden. I can't wait for Shaden Sharp.
Shaden Sharp is more Ja Morant to me. Like you're just like, hell, who's the best point guard right now? Ja Morant,
Kyrie Irving,
and I love Jay Billis. I really do. But like, I'm like, bro, come on.
Like, don't stick those names with those.
The kid from Purdue, Jay Nivey. Who you got, Jay?
The Georgia kid,
Ja Morant. No, actually, you know, give me something like that. I'm not saying Anthony Edwards, but yeah. Like a guy like that. Like, come on, man. Like, Ja Morant? You know, Jabari Smith from Auburn. Who you got? Kevin Durant. Okay, why? Well, you know, he's tall and he shoots threes.
Paolo Banchero, Greek Freak.
Yeah, like, just like, okay. Like, are we...
So if he's not Greek Freak, he's a failure.
Yes. Like, okay, for instance, next season. Like, okay, I look at Sidney Curry, okay, and I'm like, Shaquille O'Neal. And I look at Brandon Huntley Hatfield, you know, and I'm like, got a lot of Tim Duncan in him, you know? Probably more athletic than Tim Duncan. I mean, and these are all like real deal comparisons. Like, this is why I'm like, Jay, be more like me. Like, L. Ellis.
Be more honest.
L. Ellis has got he's a little different because he's got a little bit of Isaiah Thomas of the Pistons, but he's a little more athletic. So it's almost like if you can mix Isaiah Thomas with a Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, the athleticism.
If you could mesh those two, they would be. I think more of
you weren't gonna let this solid you weren't gonna let this segment go by.
I mean, I'm debating. Are we even allowed to
talk?
Promo?
Are we allowed to talk in sarcasm anymore, Steve?
I don't know. Is me in sarcasm?
And you gave me the. Oh damn it! I walked on it. That was. Can you rewind? I need that. That was the cap of the promo there.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know.
The moment's passed.
Soiled it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Soiled it.
Soiled it.
Yeah. So, anyways, I mean, those are just more real deal comparisons. You know, Tyon Evans, Emmitt Smith. I'm just saying, who do I see when I look at my teams? That.
Yasir Abdullah.
Yasir Abdullah? Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Malik Cunningham.
Malik Cunningham? Lamar Jackson. But better. Better thrower.
Scott Satterfield.
Scott Satterfield? Ooh. Vince Lombardi-esque speeches with Mike Ditka-esque fire.
Hudson.
Jerry Rice. That was easy.
Brian Brown.
Brian Brown?
Mm-hmm.
He's still got to prove it.
Kenny Payne.
Kenny Payne. I don't know. Where do you want me to start? Do I go Phil Jackson? Because he has the zen of Phil Jackson. But I would have a hard time not adding in someone like Monty Williams. Just because.
Haley Van Lith.
Oh, easy. Tarazi.
Tarazi.
Oh, okay. F me for trying to play the game. No, that's fine. No, that's cool.
That was terrible.
We were having a great time.
And super.
And
thank you.
And then here comes Nikki.
I know.
Off the top rope.
Tarazi. And Sue Bird, bro.
That was my second choice.
God. Tarazi. What kind of stupid comparison was that? Hey, man, look at Tarazi.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Sue Bird. Have you ever watched any UConn women's basketball?
Well, we just ended that segment.
I was going to say Shea Ralph, but for the OGs.
Well, here was the problem. We were trying to do real comparisons, and then you come in with Diana Taurasi. And you didn't even let me get to Kamari Lance.
I was going to get there.
Michael Jordan. But taller.
Last commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
New Japan. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
So we got a little New Japan Pro Wrestling, which last night, did you see Okada showed up on Dynamite?
Dude, that's big.
The Fatal 4-Way match Sunday at Forbidden Door. Hangman, Adam Page. Listen, legitimate. You got Jay White, Switchblade Jay White. You got the Rainmaker Okada. And then Adam Cole, Fatal 4-Way. Two AEW guys, two New Japan Pro Wrestling guys. It's going to be an incredible match.
When you say Fatal 4, describe what competition we're talking.
It's just four guys, and the first pin, if it's a Fatal 4-Way, it's not an elimination match. A Fatal 4-Way means first pin wins, but they can all be in the ring at the same time.
Right. So the champion doesn't have to get pinned.
Yeah.
If someone else gets pinned, then, yeah. So I thought it was a little unfair.
So there's three winners?
No.
No. No, like, okay, if you're the champion and we're in us three and Blankenbaker in a Fatal 4-Way, you're the champion, but I pin Nikki, I'm the champion. Match it over. So, like, you don't have to be pinned.
So, right. I got to kick you off of Nikki if you're about to pin him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got to stop all y'all from pinning each other.
Yeah,
don't. But Blank has some skin in the game, too. So, you know, I might get rolled up by Steve, and then he would drop the elbow and break it up because he still wants to win.
Does the person that gets pinned, do they, like, kick him out of wrestling?
No. They just lose.
Yeah.
But, no, his pay-per-view is huge, though. It's going to be mad. Like, listen, I'm probably most excited for Will Ospreay and Orange Cassidy. I think that's going to be just an epic match.
It's going to be such a spot fest, but the spots are going to be.
I agree.
I like spot fests. I know too. Traditionalists maybe don't, but.
What is a spot fest?
It's not so much like the storytelling of wrestling of, you know, me battling back and Steve, like, you know, hurting my arm and me having to get her. No, it's just like Steve's going to suplex me off the top of the building and I'm going to go through a car and then I'm going to hit a hurricanrana. Like, but after jumping off of you onto Steve, it's just going to
so
be
like stunts.
I'm going to kip basically. Up. I'm going to kip up. I'm going to cartwheel, backflip over the rope onto you. Oh, and
then he's going to backflip, hit me with an RKO like, while
just crazy
I'm jumping.
Moves.
Just stuff that's going
to
be nuts.
Because sometimes you like to watch a 25, 30, like, tell a story. Like, they're telling a story in this match. You're like, oh, man. He's coming back. Oh, they got him.
He got it.
Oh,
he kicked out of the finisher.
But then he wins, and you're like, oh, he battled through it. You know, like you want to see that. Listen, but this pay-per-view, just awesome. New Japan, it's called the Forbidden Door because New Japan is working with AEW. It's going to be true.
You know, the difference between a wrestling match and like a spot fest is like a wrestling match is like, I'm going to go watch, you know, The Irishman or something, like something that's like actually meaty that could win an award, or I just want popcorn and like Transformers. I just want robots punching each other in the face and it just being insane.
Yeah, by the way, the texter said, what do you rate the I'm assuming this is gonna say, what do you rate the Christian promo last night?
I didn't hear it.
It was awesome. Like Christian Cage reminded people last night.
Explain to me. I'm who on air he was. Right now.
You know what I'm saying? Promo wise,
I don't think he's an underrated face. I really do.
Four-way
but
matches.
He's a great heel, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. He's like, it's gonna be the best match.
It's gonna be awesome.
One of the best matches you've ever watched.
This is a dream match too. The roster in there is insane. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what like the equivalent of this would be, but there's really not a ton of. Other non, you know.
There are no disqualifications.
Okay, you know, the best example is the PGA and the Live.
Fest? Is that what it is, Spot Fest?
Spot Fest, yeah.
What's a Spot Fest?
That's not an actual match type. That's just like a slam.
Period in a match.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. Yeah.
Backflip off the top rope. That's a spot.
Okay.
Is a match where they're doing nothing but these high impact moves.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
And usually the people that are the wrestlers that are identified as doing they have to take
He said identified, and Marcus pulled the microphone.
Yeah, I was reactionary.
Because I knew something was coming.
Oh, wait a second now.
Listen, everybody was listening to you describe it. Okay, so you can't use that phrase on air, can you? Yes. That's considered offensive?
I mean, it's not offensive, but yeah, no.
Yes. Don't curse, Mike. Don't curse. Okay?
I have the delay.
A spot monkey indicates that the wrestler doesn't really know how to wrestle.
Right. Yeah.
He just does spots.
Yeah.
For the Sin Cara.
Is that like that MTV yeah. thing we used to watch?
That is exactly.
Okay. I'll get you back here.
Yes.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That
no,
awesome.
He's right. Yeah, everything he said was spot on.
Yeah,
listen, no every time y'all tell me about something, I go to Mike to get clarification.
No, he described it better than I did. No. Like some people call it flippy spit. Like, you know, they're just doing that flippy spit, mm-hmm. but not spit obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's not yeah. It's there's no storytelling and they're just could you hear they're
him,
stunting.
Could you hear him clear explaining it?
Yes, that was pretty that was spot on.
Okay.
Speaking of spot fest, yeah. But sometimes you want a spot fest, especially when the guys are awesome mm-hmm. at it. And Will Ospreay and
Do you cringe like when they're good? Like, it's gonna get
oh god,
ugly.
Yeah. There's and some people even like Jim Cornette. Like in the like, he's critical of it, but he also has some good points. He's like, "You keep
Cornette,
doing this."
That's a super hater, ain't it?
Oh god, he's a massive hater, uh-huh. but he's hilarious.
Big
and
time.
And like, I mean, he hates mostly like the AEW product, and I love the AEW product, but I like listening to him because some of his criticisms are
that's what
are legit.
That's
like
what
you know, it's like, hey, if you keep doing these things unnecessarily, we're only going to be watching you for 2 years because you're going to kill yourself.
You got to understand, like, WWE is like the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, that it's corporate. It's very.
Yeah.
Even though, like I said, I think Roman Reigns is the best thing in all of wrestling. Like,
I would.
Of course.
Second that.
Like, yeah, what are we going to do? Oh, let's bring Brock Lesnar back, put him against Roman Reigns for the 74th time. Like, thank right. you. I was wanting to go to SummerSlam. Now I could give a crap about it.
As much as I hate on Brock, that dude is underrated, I feel like.
No, he's amazing. But anyways, sorry.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, just, not, yeah, we fell down the wormhole. Sorry.
See, now I'm going to get yelled at on the message boards, and I don't like that because I like the message boards. Other people.
What are you
going to
get yelled at about?
Yeah, wait. What are they yelling at?
We were too off topic today.
There is no way people complain on the message boards about you getting off topic.
Yeah, but I like the message boards. So see, like I said, most people they act like they don't care. I do.
Well, just put it
I
out.
Grew up on the
put it out
boards.
There that PA people assume that I'm reading this message board and be nice to me.
I do. I tell them. I'm on there. Like a guy said, I sounded like nails on a chalkboard one time, and I was like,
"It's not very
and
nice."
Did you say that?
No, I wrote back, and I was like, "I don't know." I kind of listened to Nails on a Chalkboard, and he might be right.
And then there's that.
I know
the like, Cornette level criticism that could be true.
Like, dang.
I would just say, hey, I don't like when you hurt my feelings.
You know the one that they do get, the ones that, a lot of, and there's more support than there
93
is.
93.9 to wrestle.
You know what they get on me the most for on there when somebody, the people that don't like me on there? That I say, yeah, too much.
What do they get on me about
I do
the most?
Say, yeah, too much. They say you laugh too much.
We were talking about this yesterday.
You're too happy.
All of us,
I understand that.
All of us have audio crutches. Seriously, we were talking about this in the back. Louis, we were like, and it wasn't, you know, we all have it.
He doesn't have any.
No, he talks too fast is his thing, and he'll tell you that. Like, he talks too fast, and I don't know exactly what his audio.
So,
and I say yeah a lot because I like to listen more than I talk.
I say you know way too much.
Me too.
Patty says essentially a lot. Dad says
the Jerry of wrestling.
It's not a terrible. That's not a terrible. thing. And I'd love to have Cornette on
that's
the air. That dude can
that's
talk.
Actually a good comparison because like Jerry loves Louisville. We know that. He loves university.
Right.
Okay. But you know, he's getting criticism. It's like Cornette. Cornette loves the business. Cornette loves wrestling, but he's
yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, but you know, I try to take the criticism because like some people are just like, "This George is stupid." And I hate everybody on there. Like, okay, that's fine. That's
when you're
you.
Just trying to double down and
I don't
prove a point.
I don't hate everybody on there. Like, I think the message boards are like some of the best stuff. I mean, that's where your fans are talking and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so I love them.
Phil Baker here already,
and I'm trying to. Well, yeah, because he's been.
Hey, Phil.
You rang?
what's your audio crutch? We all have them. Like, what's your, what do you say too much?
Oh God. Yeah, I've actually thought about this with Curran on Sundays.
New boss to get him in here.
Let me see. I would say
he doesn't need headphones, Nikki.
Hey, put me on
Nikki,
the spot.
He doesn't need headphones.
He does.
He knows what he's doing.
Let's see. I would say the crutch that we go to is, it's not we have to wait and see how it plays out, because I hate that one. That was like one of those mental ones early on that I was just like, no, we got it. That's Bob's, let the cake bake.
I was going to say, your audio crutch is going to Bob's, let the cake bake.
So I'm trying to think more recently, because I've made a mental note of this, because I know Kern is, you know, the professional play-by-play broadcaster. He's the one that has to be on his toes always for that. So I asked him this about, I would say, 3 months ago, and I totally forgot our discussion. So must have been terrible radio in those 3 months, because I'm sure I probably didn't address any of the issues I had.
Well, I was like, I say, you know, according to some people on the boards and stuff, which I do agree with, I was like, I say yeah too much. Like, because I listen a lot, and I have a hard time. Like, so Marcus is talking, I'm just like, yeah. No, yeah.
Stepping over it a little bit. Yeah, that's my. And, well, Nick's on remote a lot, too. So I feel like I just barge in like the Kool-Aid man, too, because we need to do the Diener thing. I know, Drew. We need to have the Zooms up. And it's right. We're just, you know, that's what Nick does. By the way, thank you for the shout out with the comparisons. I enjoyed that thoroughly. That is the key to my heart right there.
Just not doing the laziest. Who do you look like?
Yes, and I was going to give ESPN's draft preview a little credit. It was Kendrick Perkins. He actually compared, he had a comparison to Sharif Rahim. And I was like, there's a throwback with the Vancouver Grizzlies. I was like, oh, we're stepping outside the box, our thinking caps on.
See,
a
that's
little
what
bit.
I was saying. Like, I was like, okay, Jay Nivey from Purdue. They had Ja Morant. Yeah. I'm like, give me like Bradley Beal. You know, somebody that you're like, oh yeah, he's kind of a combo guy, but he shoots a little more, but he's athletic. Like,
you don't have to go zero to superstar. You can go like Harrison Barnes. Yeah. Some random, you know, middle of the road.
Maybe guy takes a little longer to develop.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I appreciated that. And they were talking about your boy Chet, and it was like Giannis, and Billis emphasized, he's just like, I'm not saying he is the next Greek freak. I'm saying he has a similar build when he came into the league with that. I was like, okay, yeah, but still, it drives you crazy.
What happened? Nothing, just Giannis.
Yeah, with zero to Giannis. I agree with you.
I mean, I'm not saying it. Then don't say it.
Or dare I say, we haven't seen anything like him before.
You're the only person that's excited about the NBA.
I am. I love the NBA draft. I'm a nerd when it comes to this. You know these things. But hey, look, I'm excited. I'm fascinated to see what happens with the Shaedon Sharpe stuff. Like, I'm with you. Yeah. Just like swing for the fences.
I would take him. I mean, for me, I would take Banchero first. But if I had two or three, to me, I would be like Shaedon Sharpe.
I mean, come on. You know the joke there, right? I mean, Chet. It's going to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That is funny. He fits Oklahoma City. Like, I mean,
Salt Lake City, Oklahoma
Utah,
City. Chet.
That does that. Like, I can visualize him too, because that is true.
Virginia basketball, yeah. Salt Lake City, Oklahoma City.
Players,
what do they have in common?
You can
Mormons.
You can visualize players
is
in uniforms.
Is Chet Holmgren Locke's favorite player?
It has to be, right?
Sounds about white. Here's Nick.
Sounds about white.
Who goes number one? Phil, who goes number one?
And the money's been moving. So, like, the favorites, Woj tweeted it out, which I love, by the way, that they have the relationship. ESPN has the relationship for the NBA draft for TV exclusivity. Mm-hmm. Only for Woj to barge in, which, like, these three teams are firm with this. So, as of, I'm going to go with Woj. Whoever has Shams and Woj, it's kind of that arms race. They have Smith going number one right now. Seems like Chet, Oklahoma City.
He just
two,
screams
and then
Marvin
your boy,
Williams to me.
Banchero, like, at number three to the Rockets, as I cannot hear what Steve is saying to me, so he's probably making fun of me. Have a good show, boys.
You better get in there before the boss sees you.
Does that mean we got chicken out there? That Phil Baker's here?
Well, we had it.
What happened to it?
It's probably gone now.
Are we late to get into the show? Okay, last couple.
Jack's back on Vitality, and I ate everything yesterday, so we ain't touching it.
Okay,
so.
Well, last 2 minutes. Never mind.
No, you did 2 minutes.
Last 60 please. Seconds. Haley Van Lith, do you have a problem with her taking a check ball and just going?
No.
That's the rules.
That's
I get the ball, you better be in defensive guard position.
She dropped, girl, too. Like, and didn't even really make a move. It was just like, no,
that's the point. That's the point. Like, you listen, actually, I'm going to go back and see who had negative comments about Haley Van Lith, and I'm just going to call you a misogynist.
I mean, she's not Diana Taurasi.
Or Shea Ralph.
It's like, dude.
If you had something
Jay Billis.
If you had something negative to say about Haley Van Lith just exploding around that girl and dropping her, you got woman issues.
No, I know. Dude, it was awesome. I'm like, that's my point guard.
No, you weren't ready. I'm blowing around you with my first step.
Yeah, I can tell. Your knees are locked. You're standing straight up. Like, I'm just going to go around.
And the next time, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do a step back.
I didn't expect you to fall down, but I knew I had a step on you. Like, I was going to get a layup.
She did look really explosive.
Oh, yeah. She's a beast.
She is a beast.
I mean, that's...
I'm glad Nikki got her on there for us to do that interview 8 months ago.
Yeah, I know, because we had the women's players in that Nikki was getting us. So that was good. But he'll cost 74 people to get somebody for 12 to 3. But
84.
Yeah.
Within an hour.
Throw his phone because he can't get a guest. And tell us the 50 people he's called in the last. And I can't get Jason Jordan once a month, maybe. And God forbid we ask for a women's player. And Nick was like, well, I mean, what do you want that for? I'm like, well, because we want to talk women's basketball, Nick.
I haven't been able to get Mikasa Robinson on the show for 2 years.
It's rather unwoke of me.
I guess we'll just have to do it ourselves. Or maybe
next year.
Maybe it's time to...
Maybe when she's a coach, we can get her in here.
Maybe it's time to go back to the drawing board.
Middays with Marcus Maven. That's always 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven. I'm 99 the Ville.
Jeff Greer, 140.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.